أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن أظلم ممن منع مساجد الله أن يذكر فيها اسمه وسعى في خرابها. With regard to this ayat, we explained what Allah Ta'ala has told us, that one of the greatest gunas is to stop the people from the masjids of Allah Ta'ala. Desecrating the masjids, creating such an environment that the people cannot be making their ibadah for what the masjid are meant. And that is like closing the masjids on noise which is in the masjid, around the masjid, not keeping the masjids clean, etc. Anything that will keep the people away from the masjid, Allah Ta'ala says that is one of the worst gunas that can be committed. Then we explained also the importance and the great value, Allah's rahmat, barakat that comes down in the masajid. And then also how to respect the adhan, reply to the adhan and respond to the adhan, and realize the greatness of Allah Ta'ala, and also understand the great benefits and the great importance of the masajid. For that, the protocols of the masjid to dress accordingly. Our dress code must be correct when we come to the masjid. It mustn't be all funny type of dressing that we have, haircuts, etc. Further, a very important thing is also to pay the respects of the masjid, and that is tahiyatul masjid. We all know that there is a namaz, tahiyatul masjid, that is two rakats of namaz when we enter the masjid. But if we ask ourselves, did I ever read that two tahiyatul masjid? Or when last did I read it? It is said that the masjid that we normally make our namaz in, once in every 24 hours we should make our tahiyatul masjid. Also, the masala of tahiyatul masjid is, if we come to the masjid and we perform, before sitting down, we make namaz, any namaz. The farz namaz we joined, or our sunnat namazes, our tahiyatul masjid gets done in there. But we should at times make our tahiyatul masjid separately also. It is the respect, it is the greeting of the masjid. We go into our houses, somebody's house, and if we don't greet, we just go and we sit down. Those people will also take offense that you come in the house and you don't greet even. So yeah, the house of Allah, and we don't do our tahiyatul masjid. With regard to this particularly, there is a difference of opinion in a sense, and a correct version with regard to the two sunnats of Fajr namaz. Should they be performed at home or should they be performed in the masjid? Normally we perform it at home, and there is a hadith also with regard to that. However, what different type of responses are with regard to that hadith. And the reality of this, Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi explained that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to definitely make his sunnats at home. But when the Jamaat was ready now for Fajr, the Jamaat was ready, then Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu should go and call Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and when he entered the masjid, he went straight on the Imam's musalla. So the tahiyatul masjid was done in that farz namaz when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed it as the imam. So if we come to the masjid at such a time that we don't sit down, the time for tahiyatul masjid is still we don't sit down. The minute we sit down, now the time of tahiyatul masjid is over. Now you cannot perform, it won't be tahiyatul masjid. So if we come to the masjid at that time that we join the namaz immediately, without sitting down, our tahiyatul masjid will be done. But if that is not the case, we come, we make some tilawat in the masjid, we may read some zikr wazifas, then the tahiyatul masjid will not be done. In that case, we should come to the, instead of making it at home, we should come to the masjid and make our tahiyyatul, our sunnah in the masjid, by which our tahiyyatul masjid also gets done. So that is the tahqeeq of Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali. And when our Shaykh used to explain this, he should say, this is what Hazrat Maulana Thanvi's research on the matter is, and we follow this. If anyone follows any other way, it is up to him, no problem whatsoever. But this is the way that we follow, that we make the sunnahs, we come to the masjid and we make our sunnahs here, so that we get the sawab of tahiyyatul masjid also, and we are not deprived of that. And then when we are in the masjid, we should engage in the amal of masjid. That is tilawat of Quran Sharif, zikrullah, dua, etc. We shouldn't be talking. Normally Fajr time, of course, we don't find people talking, but other namaz times. And also one of the adab of the masjid is to fill the masjid from the front. Whenever we come, when there is a place in the first serve, we shouldn't start in the second serve. We shouldn't be sitting at the back against the walls, etc. We should come to the first serve and take our place in the first serve. And the best place is the place directly behind the imam. That is the most virtuous place. And that place is not reserved for the muazzin. The muazzin, wherever he finds place, whether in the first serve, second or third serf, he will give his takbir and iqama from there. If he is early, he comes to the first place. So that is the best place. But to avoid, people are not used to it, and people have taken it wrongly, that place is reserved for the muazzin. So not to cause some commotion, etc., if we avoid taking that place. But it should be made known that place is not reserved for the muazzin, and if somebody takes that place, there shouldn't be any commotion. The muazzin shouldn't feel offended also, or the mutawallis, or the musallis, or anyone. Wherever he finds place, when he comes, then he should take that place. And then the first place to the right, and then to the left. So in that way, we should fill the first serve first. What we get in the first serve, we can never get in the second serve. The amount of reward, it comes in the Hadith Sharif, people knew what was in the first serve. People, the swords would come out in the masjid, would fight with one another to take that place. But today, because we haven't got the value of deen in our hearts, we don't know about all this, so we will push somebody else, you go in front. But for any benefit of dunya, a small benefit, we won't push somebody else. We will make sure we take that benefit. But yeah, because we don't know the value, we will push somebody else, you go in front. And in fact, we prefer to be at the back, whereas the right place is to be in front. So the adab of the masjid is to fill the masjid from the front. And then after, when the first serve is full, then only we should start with the second serve. And also, we should start the first serve, every serve, from the place directly behind the imam, and then one to the right, one to the left, until the first serve is full. So there are many other adab, and Allah reward the ulama, have written whole kitabs of the adab of masajid. Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali has also written all the various aspects and adab. One of them is also, Mufti Sahib has written, that when we enter, when we come in at the masjid, we should make salam also. So that is also one of the adabs. And all the other respects and adab of the masajid, we should try and fulfill them and observe them, and thereby then we will get the benefit of the masajid. And if we don't observe these adab, we will be coming and going perhaps for years and years. And what the benefits of the masajid are, we will be deprived of that. So Allah, and on the other hand, in fact, if we abuse the masjid, making a noise here, etc., causing a disturbance here, coming for different intentions to the masjid without the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, we will be in fact harming ourselves. So the masajid are a great, great blessing of Allah Ta'ala. Great goodness abounds in there, and we should make ourselves eligible for all that goodness by observing the adab, the respect, and the etiquette of the masajid. May Allah give us all tawfiq to appreciate every aspect of our deen. Wa akhiru.